Studying pythons may seem an unlikely way to help people with heart disease, but a python's remarkable ability to quickly enlarge its heart and other organs during digestion is leading medical researchers in Colorado toward surprising new therapies. TV crews zoom in and cameras click in a science lab at the University of Colorado in Boulder. The stars of this media event come complete with a handler who cradles their sleek, brown, curling bodies and points out helpfully that not a single one is hissing. The snakes are young Burmese pythons. Each one is well over a meter long, but they can grow to 7 meters. Molecular biologist Leslie Leinwand studies them because of what she calls their extreme physiology. For instance, she says, even a big python never needs a midday dinner or even a weekly meal.
They can go for months and months without eating anything, and nothing terrible happens to them.
When these giant serpents do slither in for supper, instead of rice or burger and fries, they prefer a rat, a pig, or even a deer. And unlike people, pythons never nibble. This snake swallows its prey in one gulp. After that, Leinwand says, things get even stranger.
Right after they eat their meal, the bulk of their organs in the body get bigger.
To speed digestion of that monstrous meal, the python's heart also gets bigger, 40% larger than normal. It can take 2 weeks for a python to finish digesting its dinner, after which the heart and digestive organs gradually return to their normal size. The key to this unusual process appears to be the python's blood. When scientists filter out the red blood cells of a resting python, the remaining plasma is clear, like human plasma. But as CU student Ryan Doptis explains, python plasma changes dramatically during the first days of digestion.
Their blood is actually milky white. And what's making it white is actually the fat in the blood, fatty acids.
That fat gives the python energy for digesting its meal, says Leslie Leinwand, just as blood fats fuel our bodies. However, she says, the strange milky blood coursing through a python's body during the digestion process contains 50 times more fat than it normally does. In people, high blood fat can increase the risk of heart attack.
In the python, it isn't toxic at all. And what happens is the pythons have evolved a way of burning that fat that's in their blood very efficiently and without any sort of harmful byproducts. There's what we would call cardio protection or heart protection that the python has.
She adds that people, too, sometimes need cardio protection. When someone suffers from high blood pressure or has a heart attack, heart cells can die. Over time, the weakened heart may grow flabbier in a way that increases damage. While exercise can strengthen some hearts, Leinwand warns it's not for everyone.
Some people with such severe heart disease can't exercise enough to get that benefit. So our idea is that we could use what we've learned in the python perhaps to treat heart disease.
Leinwand explains that when the python's heart grows to help the snake digest its meal, it's doing something that also happens to a much lesser extent to a human athlete's heart. Each individual heart cell is getting larger and stronger. Her graduate student, lead researcher Cecilia Riquielme, wondered if the fatty snake blood could produce similar changes to a mammal's heart. Speaking via Skype, she says she followed a hunch.
There has to be a factor in the blood that was inducing all the organs to grow in a concerted manner. So how can I prove that? I decided maybe I can just try the python blood on cardiac cells in the laboratory.
So Riquielme bathed heart cells from a rat in python plasma. Those cells grew bigger and stronger. The results astonished Leslie Leinwand.
That was the first eureka moment of this project, because it still would be of academic interest if it was something specific to, you know, snakes. But when she showed that you could promote this type of cellular growth in the heart cells of a mammal, that motivated us to really push on this project.
The researchers zeroed in on three key fatty acids in the python's milky blood. Fats which are also found in foods such as coconut oil, animal fat, and butter.
So it's myristic, palmitic, and palmitoleic. I want to emphasize it needs to be those three and in a particular combination that's found in the python.
These fatty acids are only a fraction of the many fats in a python's blood. Still, in the right proportions, even small amounts of them have proven powerful at strengthening the heart of a healthy, live mouse. If further testing shows that these fatty acids can also strengthen a sick mammalian heart, possibly a diseased human heart, Leslie Leinwand envisions a new drug for treating heart disease.
It would be those three fatty acids would be the drug. It's way too early to call it a powerful drug, but it sure looks promising.
Leinwand and her colleagues at the University of Colorado published their study of python blood and heart disease in the journal Science. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder, Colorado.